Fastline Auctions, the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions. Looking to list equipment? Fastline Auctions knows farmers, and farmers have trusted Fastline for their equipment needs for over 45 years. With unmatched digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs, they can find the right buyer for your equipment. Not to mention, they have the industry's lowest commission rates. If you're looking for equipment to buy, you can bid with confidence. No buyer premiums, no reserves, just integrity. Fastline Auctions, your trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective farm equipment auctions. Visit Fastline.com for more information. That's Fastline.com. Today's Ag Spotlight episode is sponsored by Energrow. Energrow's oilseed pressing system helps farmers crush their feed costs. The easy way to make fresh, homegrown, high-quality meal, plus expeller-pressed oil right on the farm. The fully automated, turnkey Crush Pro is easy to set up and run 24/7. To learn more, go to energrow.ca. Hi, and welcome to the North American Ag Spotlight. I'm Chrissy Wozniak, and I'm super excited today to be talking with the Director of Content for Fastline Media Group. He's also the host of Fastline Fast Track podcast and has a deep love of country music. I'd like to welcome Brent Adams. Thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Fastline as a company?
Yeah. So we are 43 years old as a company, and our bread and butter product is a print catalog that a lot of people may have seen over the years, kind of like an auto trader, but for farm equipment. And, we've kind of branched out from that. And that was part of the reason I was brought in 2018. About that same time, they also created a digital agency. And they're also doing a lot in social media. So it's become more of a full service marketing company for ag dealers. And, we've got, a full offering of website management and various digital products and email marketing and targeted marketing and all social media management and campaigns and so forth. And so they brought me in to look at other ways of creating some value and driving traffic to our website, fastline.com, and also to our social media platforms. Even on Facebook alone, we've got about 325,000 followers on there. So, they've basically spent, 10 or 12 years building a really robust social media platform, and now we're kind of taking that expertise and taking it out into the marketplace and really becoming a full service one stop shop for a lot of a lot of different approaches for marketing farm equipment.
Yeah, that's great. And what a need there is, right? You need, if you're working with someone in your company, they better know agriculture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
most definitely. Sure. And, definitely staying on top of the technology and having the right people in those places and knowing the right questions to ask and, really becoming a partner with other folks in the industry. It's not a question of let's go out and try to sell you something we think you might need. It's really how can we collaborate with you and partner with you to come up with solutions that are going to work best for your outfit, because it's not really one size fits all.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So where did the idea for the podcast Fastline Fast Track come from? Specifically, where were you like, yeah, we should start a podcast? Where did that come in?
Yeah. So that was kind of part of the overarching content plan that they asked me to create whenever I came in here. They started talking to me when I was at a previous job here back in early summer 2018. A gal that I had worked with at a previous stop had gone to work for Fastline and told me about the fact that they were looking for a content director to come in and kind of create some of these projects, and asked if I'd be interested in speaking with her boss about it. And so I came in and sat down, just kind of listened to the passion that they had for, some innovative new ways of reaching the audience, because you go to a lot of these farm shows and events and people know Fastline is the catalog company, but they were trying to convey this image that there's so much more to this company now than that. And they felt like content was the next, what was the next logical step in that. So, we started having conversations and being a podcast fan myself, that was one of the first things. And I also have a radio background. So, we really got to capture this, because at the time, you know, and this is going back about two and a half, almost 3 years, that there weren't near as many podcasts in this agricultural landscape here as there are today. So you know, let's go ahead and do this, because the one thing that everybody was telling us was that, you know, farmers spend a lot of time in tractors, sprayers, combines, and also out in the shop and other places that now you've got Bluetooth and wireless connectivity to be able to listen. And they're a captive audience. So why not go out and create some content that's going to resonate with them and ultimately drive them back to our properties. And you know, I was doing work for a company doing social media and tour press for independent country artists out of Nashville at the time, and saw there was a lot of great traditional country artists who were frustrated because they couldn't get their music on terrestrial radio because the sound was a little bit different as more of the traditional type country. So, you know, part of the approach is let's take country music back to the country and create some opportunities for some of these traditional country artists. And that's really matched up well with the whole ag approach. So, you know, as far as the show itself goes, we're really targeting anybody who's interested in agriculture. And I think there's two camps there. One are, you know, farmers, ranchers, dealers, anybody involved with ag inputs, you know, FFA kids, 4-H kids, anybody who's involved in the ag industry. And the other segment might be coming in the back door through the country music side, and that is people who are just interested in, you know, where their food's coming from, where the materials for their clothing is coming from. Because, you see the evolution of this whole, you know, farm-to-table movement here, and people wanting to know where their food is being sourced. So, you know, part of that is just trying to educate the general public at large. And I know I've listened to many times to Orion Samuelson, who's the legendary farm broadcaster that just retired here a few weeks ago after a very long career. And you know, he spent all those years on WGN radio out of Chicago. And he wasn't just talking to farmers and ranchers. He was talking to people in the suburbs, people in the city, and trying to educate them along with the farm community about things that really should matter to everybody, you know. And I think that really kind of came home to roost here with COVID, you know, when people started going to the grocery store and there was disruptions in the food supply chain, and people were wondering, how come we're seeing a you know, decrease in the amount of meat or dairy products, you know, gallons of milk or what have you. And then all of a sudden ag became front and center. So, you know, I think it really has done a lot to show people that maybe they should be paying a little closer attention to some of these issues in rural America and into agriculture.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are some really great points. And yeah, I think it's, you know, this to take away an opportunity from this time. And it's that, yeah, people have had to step up and take notice of what's happening and how our food gets to us. And, you know, maybe we should pay a little bit more attention to that. Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, I tell you, the really interesting thing is that when we started this out, obviously we didn't know there was going to be a pandemic looming. So, you know, for the first year, a big part of our model was going around the country to farm shows and to different agriculture events. I think we had the show in 18 different states in 2019, and we'd already been three or four places in early 2020. And so that was kind of the model. You went to these, tried to market yourself through them and make all these connections. And then we really had to shift focus long about April of this past year with the pandemic. And, you know, to have kind of a ringside seat to see everything that was going on and all the inner workings of how, you know, farmers and ranchers and processors and everybody else was trying to work their way through this pandemic. I feel fortunate that I've been able to, you know, be where I am at this time to be able to tell those stories and help educate the public as to, you know, how this pandemic has kind of shaped agriculture, not only for today, but going forward. So it's been a really interesting time to be a part of it.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, it was good timing for you guys to have a couple of years under your belt too, to, you know, figure out yeah, all of the issues and everything before the world kind of stopped, right? Yeah. And what I really love about the podcast is that you come straight out of the gate with really solid ag news, you know, news, current events, opinion pieces, and it's solid and it's a lot of stuff to think about. And then you ease into the country music part and it just gives your brain time to like mull over what you just learned and kind of relax through it and think about, you know, other, so it's kind of a, you know, get you right hyped up about ag and then, wow, look at this great stuff that's coming out of Nashville. Right. So that's what I really love about it.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's, you know, you're always kind of walking a tightrope with some of that stuff too, because, you know, I've seen a lot of the podcasts, that get very hyper-focused on like one issue or that they're squarely focused on something for soybean farmers or for just row crop farmers in general. And that might leave out the livestock crowd or what have you. You know, I try to get some semblance of a smorgasbord in there for everybody. So if one topic doesn't interest you, you know, the next one might be, or some of these news items, you know, dealing a lot with the markets or with the USDA or so forth, that'll be applicable to everybody, because I don't want to, you know, just, you know, limit our audience to just one certain subset and then kind of alienate everybody else. You know, there may be weeks where you might not find anything that's as applicable, but, you know, across the board, I always try to find something that's going to appeal to everybody and also kind of bring it down to a level where anybody who's not in agriculture, you know, might be able to at least understand it and listen to it and say, huh, well, you know, I learned something, you know, listen to that today. I had no idea, never even thought to consider that. So anytime I ever get that kind of feedback, I always feel like I'm doing my job there, because that's another, you know, a key facet of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So then what would you say that your goal is for the audience to walk away with after listening?
Just a greater understanding and appreciation of some of the inner workings of agriculture. I mean, it's a hard job. Anybody who's listening to this who does it understands it's a hard job. It's not a 9-to-5. It's a lifestyle. It's not even a job. It's something that, you know, by and large, most people are born into, and it's what they've known from day one. And you know, I always try to look at it through that lens and you know, speak to people, you know, who are going through that grind every day, going through the challenges that the industry's faced the past couple of years. And, you know, also try to come at it, you know, with a sense of encouragement. You know, that was one thing that even pre-pandemic, you know, we heard a lot and saw a lot with, you know, the trade wars that have been going on here and all the dealings that were going on pre-USMCA and pre the Phase One China agreement. You know, the markets were down and there was just a lot of negativity, you know, just kind of, you know, cast a pall over the industry. And, you know, people could get that information anywhere. I mean, you don't have to look too far for people to tell you that the sky is falling. So, you know, from where we were coming from, I said, you know, we got to find a way to make this encouraging and uplifting and give people tools that they can use, but not feel downtrodden or beaten down about this, because we know it's all cyclical. It's all going to bounce back at some point, maybe not to the same scale, but, you know, we've got to bring positivity in there. And I think we also have to bring in an educational component. And that's, you know, one thing that I keep trying to refine in the show is making sure that, you know, farmers love to hear from other farmers. They like to learn from their experiences and, you know, just glean little nuggets of wisdom where they can. And that's one thing that I want to keep refining and doing a better job of, you know, providing that educational component. So that's really where I see the show going and where I see it having the most value going forward.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. So you yourself, you have a history of working in newspapers, television, radio, public relations. Huh. So how did you come about diving into agriculture?
Well, I tell you, you know, I grew up in the country. You know, we grew up in rural Wisconsin and then also in southern Indiana. Grew up around a lot of farmers and farmers' kids. We did not farm. You know, my path has always been in journalism, but I've always had a deep appreciation for it. Having lived in rural America, you know, most of my life, you know, kind of see, you know, other people through their lens and how they've done it. And, you know, I spent many years covering business proper. So coming into the, you know, the ag industry, you know, there's a learning curve, obviously, because it's one of the unique industries in which, you know, like I said earlier, more people are born into it than just opt to do it out of the blue, like being a doctor, an attorney, or a teacher, or whatever, there's a learning curve there for sure. But a lot of the same business principles apply. And, you know, like anything in life, if you surround yourself with the right people, the smart people, and then you just kind of be quiet and let them educate you, you know, I think that's the best approach. And coming into it, honestly, I didn't really know what to expect. But, I can honestly say about 3 years into it, I'm definitely glad to be in this industry and using what I've learned in, you know, almost 26 years now of journalism to, be able to tell the stories of agriculture.
Yeah. And that's needed for sure. The smaller the world gets with technology, you know, the more mm-hmm. we need people that are bringing us together. I think that's my opinion.
One thing that I've been to a number of these conferences and, whether it be the American Farm Bureau Federation or what have you, the one refrain that I keep hearing over and over again is we've got to do a better job of telling our story. And that makes me feel like I'm coming around at the right time for this, because I feel like that's right there in our wheelhouse. That's our mission, is to tell those stories and to get the word out. And, you know, we're not going to be there and be a shill for anybody. I mean, we want to be objective and make sure we're painting an objective picture, you know, of what's going on in the industry. And we won't sugarcoat it, but by the same token, we're looking for, again, the positive aspects of it where we can, and we'll always acknowledge the challenges, but we're not going to harp on them. And I think there's just a ton of opportunities. The one really neat aspect of this is just all and a lot of people who aren't involved in farming might not realize this, but just all the innovation that's going on in agriculture. Yeah. And there's so much, and I don't think enough of those stories get told, you know, especially that make it out into the mainstream, you know, outside of the agriculture vacuum. So, you know, that's another one that we're going to be pushing really hard to kind of tell those stories as we go forward.
Right. Yeah, that's great. So one last question for you. How do you personally want to impact the industry, and where do you see yourself going from here?
Oh, I mean, again, I think it's just a matter of, where we have the biggest impact is to continue to tell those stories and find new and creative ways, because it can't just be throwing facts out there and be boring, because we're a weekly. So I've got to keep you coming back week in and week out. So there's got to be a reason for you to want to come back. So we've got to make it appealing. We've got to make it interesting, and we've got to make it applicable, I think, to as many people as we can here, and then just continue to, spread the word through social media, through trying to reach out to other radio stations. We've got a 30-minute weekly version of this that we've put out for radio as well. And now we've gotten into live streams over the past year as kind of COVID has dictated. So we're doing more of these, just trying to find different avenues to get that message out. And I think if we keep doing that, you know, the results will speak for themselves, and it'll kind of take us where, the industry needs us.
Yeah, that's awesome. So thank you so much for joining me today, Brent. And thanks to everybody watching or listening. If you want to hear the podcast, you can go to northamericanegg.com to the Best of Egg page, which is our directory of podcasts in agriculture. And the links are provided in the notes below. And where can they find just fastline.com, right?
Yeah. If you go right to the homepage, there's a player there, and there's an archive page off there. So you can get it at fastline.com. Also Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Deezer, Audible, and radio.com.
You can find them anywhere. That's great. Well, thank you so much for joining me, and have a great day.
Thank you for having me.
The way we conduct business in agriculture has endured a drastic change. Our handshake industry has traditionally been face-to-face, but with the cancellation of in-person events and farm shows, everyone has had to adapt. From farms to manufacturers to service providers, with a dizzying array of marketing and digital business choices, you need to make the right decisions or risk not being seen at all. If you need advice or a customized plan for your business, don't hesitate to reach out to me at chrissywozniak.com or chrissy.info because that's easier to spell, chrissy.info. Don't risk not pivoting your business. Find the path that will take you into the digital space and be seen by our industry.